the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone.
What was that?
That was I was thinking in my head and got distracted. Hi, everyone. My name is Dina Martinez.
And I'm Greg Potter.
And we're going to start with this.
Yes, let's start with that.
Okay, I've got a little clip for you guys.
Hey, you like blowing some tunes? Come on, don't be shy. What's the matter with you? Hey,
lady.
I'm Sylvia Stickles, and I've got the itch.
Is that all?
I don't know. I'm not looking at the computer.
I just see a woman riding another guy, or a guy.
Hey! Hey, you white devil.
Ooh.
Come on up here and give me some of that strange.
Pretty little pussy wants some action. That's right, Sylvia. We're going pearl diving.
Yes, sirree. I'm looking to go below 14th Street.
Give it, Sylvia. Get it while you can.
I'm coming as fast as I can.
No, you're not, motherfucker.
Whoa!
Get your ass in here now.
Get out of here.
I don't even know what to say.
Okay, I was reading a John Waters, this article about John Waters today, and I'm like, Dina, have you seen A Dirty Shame? And she's like, no, and I've been telling her to watch it forever, and anyone who hasn't seen it, go see it. You're going to laugh your ass off through the entire thing. It's John Waters' best film.
And her cooter was talking.
Yes, it was.
And it was twitching really loud. Her pussy. I don't want that one. If I can choose which one I want, I don't want one that talks like that or moves like that.
So hi.
Hi. How's everyone doing tonight? I hope you're doing well. We are here for our first 2-hour special.
Yay! Woo! So Michael Murphy, quickly, the number is
818-620.
Good job.
4929, I think that's
4929.
Right. I'm trying to open up the colors. Hey guys, I've got boy voice tonight, so I apologize if I
4929. So yeah, she has boy voice. We went to Six Flags yesterday and had a blast.
602-4929. Yes. 818-602-4929.
Oh, 602. Okay. Anyway,
sorry.
It was Key Club International Convention at Six Flags yesterday. So the faggot, tranny, and two and three of our friends decided to go to Six Flags, and we got there, and as we're pulling in, we're like, why are those people dressed in green? And why are there's protesters. What are the protesters doing at Six
They had
Flags?
Signs, and I was like, is it a gay day? And I didn't know, and they're protesting homos?
But no, it was a bunch of high schoolers.
It was a bunch
Bless
of high
their hearts for putting up with us. We made quite the team, especially when we got on the Buccaneer. Yes, we rode the damn Buccaneer. And we
I love the Buccaneer. I don't know why.
Scream, you gotta sit on the tip, by the tip.
You gotta sit close to the tip is what she said. And then when we were done, my sister looks over at me and she goes, I like this ride. It makes my pussy tingle. First of all, that's the last thing I wanted to hear from my sister, but I was like, it does. 'Cause it tingles right down there, you know?
Apparently it does. Although
you didn't notice that your pussy was tingling, Greg.
My pussy was not tingling. So yeah. Sorry, I'm fiddling with this.
Hi, Fiddler.
Hi, Fiddler. I got bitch slapped by Serena Williams verbally on Friday. Did I tell you about that?
You started to talk about it, but
she came through the line at work and I'm like, what's your name? And she looks at me, she's like, Serena. She looked like a tragic mess. That's what she did. Like, oh my God, girl,
Got that weave redone.
Yeah, seriously. Do not give me that look and then expect me to know who you are. I see tons of celebrities. I see my face in the mirror every day.
Even with, but even with makeup, she looks like, you know, what's his name?
What's his name?
Fishburne.
Who?
Dennis Fishburne or whatever. What's his name?
You're crazy.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Lawrence Fishburne.
I mean, even with makeup, she looks like him. So I don't.
Can I tell you a secret that I did today that I haven't told you yet, but I might as well tell you now?
Tell me.
I watched First Daughter today with Katie Holmes. You know that 3 hours that I did nothing sitting at home this morning?
I lost all kinds of respect for you.
So, I've done nothing this weekend. Friday night, you went out. What did I do? I went home. I made dinner. Christine came over before we went
she
to
did.
This fight. Yeah. I made meatloaf. I will put pictures of my meatloaf on our webpage because it was so beautiful.
He's Food Channel's next star, Craig Potter, with his taco meatloaf.
It was good. I'll probably still have to bring you some.
I want some.
Why are you yelling at me?
By the time you bring it to me, it's going to be like rotten.
Now it is. I'm going to let it sit out and then give it to you. And you're going to be like, oh, Greg, I'm not feeling so well.
Greg, it tastes like my rotten cooter.
Speaking of not feeling so well, I've heard so much about your exactly today.
My rotten cooter?
Yeah.
You're hateful. I feel just fine. We went to Kimberly, my sister, Booger. Booger and I went to Fiesta Cantina today, and we sat on the veranda or the patio.
And I got no invitation.
Well, you was at a meeting.
I did have a meeting.
You had a meeting. So we went to lunch, and it was really fun because I got to hang out with her, and we really haven't hung out a whole lot, you know?
Was it together? That or was it the bottomless mimosas?
It was the bottomless mimosa. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still full from it. And then you decided to take me to that fast food restaurant.
Oh, stupid Jesus. Idea.
But I still ate Fatty McFatterson. Okay, so my diet is totally blown.
We fucked each other over this weekend with food.
We did not fuck each other.
Over.
We fucked each other over.
We did not go near each other with a 10-foot pole when
I'm
it comes.
I'm just telling you, no but, penetration. No exchange of ejaculatory fluids.
I've
no.
been so boring this week. I'm trying to think of something fun to tell everyone and...
We had a good time. I ate at Fiesta Cantina. I ate, and we had bottomless mimosas. And bottomless mimosas. First of all, mimosas are always fun to get drunk on because you get mimosa drunk.
Oh, I wish everyone could see all of it.
It's like a clap and a cheer sparkle. Mimosa drunk. So you get mimosa drunk, and it's like they're so sweet. And most of the time, they use like a sweet wine, sweet. Champagne, and by champagne I mean like sparkling American wine, and so you get all this sweetness and you get full, and I was just full and mimosa drunk. I was full and mimosa drunk, and it's always fun because I like to go out during the day to West Hollywood just because, like, you know, it doesn't feel as dirty during the day. So I went out to
you're cracking me up.
Good. So we had a little lunch, and people I knew kept walking by and hugging me. And do you remember Ed?
Of course. There's, I remember Ed. I live at 4835. My door will be unlocked.
Ed and I, we all used to work together with Ed, and Ed is delicious. He's delicious. So he walks by because he works next door at Mickey's, and he walks by, and I'm like, hey, baby, come give me a hug. Came over, gave me a hug, kissed me on the cheek, and I just wanted to stick my tongue down his throat and grind my pussy up against him like a cat in heat, but I didn't. And so he went to the coffee shop and got coffee, and so all of a sudden this kind of cute gay boy walked over, and he's like, so we want to know who your hot friend was. And I'm thinking, I wanted to go, yes, I was in that film, and no, I won't give you my autograph. I just wanted that's going to be my new thing when people come up to me. Excuse me, because it's got to come back to me. Why is it going away from me? That's all I'm saying. He saw your friend over there. He's hot. And I'm thinking, what? Why didn't you ask me about my projects? Why didn't you say you're a beautiful woman? What, you know, where have I seen you before? Vogue magazine cover.
Where are you going with all this?
I'm not really going anywhere.
Looking at you like...
Oh, and so then we're sitting there, and guess who comes in?
Who? I already know.
My new friend Taylor from Rachel Zoe Project, and we really want to have her on the show, so I gave her my card. She's probably like, you're a crazy drunk transsexual without makeup, wearing bad sneakers and a t-shirt.
I still love her.
I know. She didn't say that to my face.
And you.
Aww. Sometimes I dress like a Midwest lesbian.
I want to talk about you in the line for X2 last night. So, Dina and I are waiting. We have to ride X2. It's park's closing. It's staying open for all these key clubbers. And the park's closing, and we are finally going to ride. We're going to ride this ride because it was the first ride we went to when we got there. And it was so, the line was like a 4-hour line. So we're like, fuck this. So we moved on and came back. And then so the Christine and her fiance decided it was cold and they had to pee. So like, we'll wait for you. So we're in line, which it did go a lot faster than I thought it would. We were waiting. We just got cold. Anyway.
It just seemed longer.
We get closer and Dina realizes what she's getting herself into. Fire's coming from this ride, and it's twirling and whirling, and literally, like, the seats go everywhere. The seats on this ride, when the roller coaster stops, starts dropping, it goes crazy. Anyway, she's like, oh my God, freaking out.
I was not freaking out. I was a little nervous, because I watched the guy, in the preview, they show that guy in that chair, and it's flopping around like it's, like he's a fucking rag doll. Yes. And I'm like, okay. So then we get to the line, and Greg just keeps looking at me like, is she seeing it yet? Is she seeing it yet? And so I'm watching it go out of the chute, as they used to say in the rodeo. And it gets to the top of the hill, and then it comes down, and I'm like, okay, it's scary. I'm going backwards. And then I go, wait, they went down feet first. He goes, yeah, but they went down head first last. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I saw the chairs flipping over, and I was like, that's not right.
Needless to say, it was worth the wait. And then we got in the car and started pinging out on chips and French onion dip.
It was fabulous.
As we're searching for the car, and Christine's searching for us. Anyway, that needed to be taped. Why would people watch us as a reality show?
Why?
Anyway.
Here, hold my purse.
So,
can you reach in my purse and get that salami loaf out there? Thanks.
Christine knows it so well, though, too. I sat in the car and she handed me the dip.
I love it.
Not even a word, not hello.
And you passed the bag of hoagies. It's like, yes. I love Six Flags. I had such a good time. My sister's right now on Melrose getting a tattoo, by the way. Very excited for her. I love tattoos.
Yeah. And I love your sister.
So I just want to tell you guys, we've got a couple of people. We've got one of my really good friends from Texas, Camille Cortinas, that's going to call in today. She's a singer-songwriter, formerly of a band called Fishing for Comets, and I just happen to be wearing their shirt. So we're going to talk to her in just a little bit and play a couple of her songs. And then later on, we're going to talk to Ben Roman.
Our favorite Ben Roman.
Gay Latin sensation, Ben Roman. And play one of his new songs, which he's really
keen
to.
He hasn't been on here in a while.
I know. And sadly, he's not going to be in the studio, but yay. So anybody wants to call in, we'd love to talk to you tonight. The number is 818-602-4929. Once again, that number is 818-602-4929. This is our 2-hour premiere.
Yay!
Yay!
Should have gave more fanfare than that.
Dun, dun, dun!
Hello!
Hi!
So, first thing I want to bring up is the boss, Bruce Springsteen, in Michigan. And how does he open his show? Hello, Ohio! Dude, really?
Madonna did it.
We've all, I know. But
in the 80s in Dallas, and said, thank you, Chicago or New York. And, you know, it's one of those things. You see that inside of a hotel room or a tour bus or whatever, the backstage of a show, it all looks the same.
Yes, but...
it all looks the same night after night. You see the same faces because they're dark.
I would like to know, though, what stupid shit have you said, Dina? Like that.
Thank you, Dallas in West Hollywood. No, I've never done that. I don't say stupid shit.
Never.
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 Do you not know who I am? I'm Dina Martinez, bitch.
What are you doing?
I need to go to the restroom again.
Oh, my God.
I'm actually texting somebody, so. Is that okay with you? God, talk.
No, it's not.
This
okay.
is talk radio. Continue to talk when I stop.
The movie, okay, I am obsessed with natural disaster movies. And I'm going to go see 2012, possibly tonight after the show. And it grossed $225 million this week. You know, they may be dumb, but people go buy their tickets to go see them. Although, unfortunately, John Cusack is not... Nah, really? Why would you put him as the leading man in a natural disaster film?
I was really excited at first.
High fidelity.
Serendipity. 2012. What? No, I was really excited about what they were going to do because, you know... like a year ago they showed the big mountain and the flood and you're like uh-huh. thinking, ooh, Noah with a Buddhist boy.
And
it's like the Buddhist Noah. And so I was really excited about it. Cause you know, there are all kinds of prophecies and, you know, spiritual leaders who are saying 2012 is going to be the year that the earth changes
the
way
Mayan
we know
calendar.
It. Yeah. It's the end of the Mayan calendar there. You know, people are saying, oh, we're about to be enlightened. We're about to evolve. People are saying we're going to die. A comet's going to hit the earth. Other people are saying my vagina is going to drop out.
Or you might get one.
Or I might get one. And what's going to happen when I get it and I get swallowed up by an earthquake? That's going to suck.
Maybe your vagina is the earthquake.
Shut up.
Everybody wants to swallow
it's
up.
The end of the world
tell
when Dina gets
close,
her pussy.
Tell Dina to close her legs.
Shut up.
That will be the new disaster movie. I will be the lead, and I will be in search to save the world to get Dina to close her legs.
All the waters of the ocean disappear because they are sucked up into Dina's vagina.
Oh, my God. Palin, Sarah Palin is everywhere right now. Everywhere. Everywhere. Like, it's ridiculous. Oh, yeah, her book's coming out on the 18th, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, like, I saw an article that she had no idea her 16-year-old daughter was having sex. Really? Really?
She's a 16-year-old girl, first of all. 16-year-old girls are notoriously easy.
You were.
I wish. I should have been so lucky.
So, but then also her book, and then also fact checkers have found a bunch of facts that were not indeed true in her book. So all this going on. But more importantly, I want to revert to...
She called. And then she
hung up. Who did?
Our guest. I think she got my text that said, call in a minute.
Levi Johnston... is easy to get naked. The New York magazine actually had an article on him that November 13th, obviously, we all know he's coming out in Playgirl, but they were worried. Seriously, this was a New York magazine. They were worried that it'd be difficult to get a full frontal, but it was easy because 19-year-olds are very showy, is what it said.
Especially the huge dicks.
It was just disappointing to see that article in New York Magazine. Anyway, hi.
Hi.
Live strippers are stopped on the back of a truck in Las Vegas because it's too much for Las Vegas. Strippers on a truck on the strip. Stopped.
Yeah.
Too much.
That I just don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Especially since you have all these Latin people on the corner, click, 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 click with their cards. And I'm like,
exactly.
And they've got naked people on there. Transsexual prostitutes. Transsexual phone sex.
But the strippers weren't even naked.
Well, they had pasties.
Yeah, but
I'm like, have you seen the show, girls?
Or the T.I. show? The Sirens of T.I.?
I'm all T.I.
What do you think they wear?
Oh, Treasure Island.
Sorry. Yeah, about
I was all T.I.T.
About 5 years
the
ago.
The tit show?
They changed their name from Treasure Island to T.I. to become more appealing to the young adults.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. Zsa Zsa Gabor's estate.
I heard about this.
Went for, there's $118,000 in tax, or tax, back taxes that are owed, and the lawyer says that it's all Madoff's fault.
It is Madoff's fault, bastard.
Zsa Zsa Gabor. Does she even know who he is?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's not Zsa Zsa's fault, it's somebody else's. We all love Zsa Zsa.
Speaking of pussy patches and tassels.
What? Are you talking about me again?
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So, yeah. Okay. So, in the news again this week in Boston, it's stupid drunk week or month. Yeah. It's stupid drunk month.
Yeah.
I used to live in New York. And I always thought, oh, my God, what happens if somebody gets drunk? Or what if you get too close to the tracks and you fall in? And
don't touch the third rail.
No. Don't touch the third rail. It's like a horror movie. Anyway, and really? By horror movie, I mean horror, not horror movie. So I was really excited this week to see a girl who fell in Beantown. That bitch fell into the tracks, onto the tracks. First of all, you thought she was going to fall down. And 1 minute it's like, is she going to fall in the hole? Is she going to fall backwards? What is she going to do? It's like, you know, it's like, what do you call them? The Weeble Wobbles. And I'm like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Or one of those punching dolls that.
But you made it sound like she falls in. She kind of jumps.
Well, she didn't really kind of jump. She just kind of
flopped.
Flopped no. And then she's flopping around on the ground. I was like, why is that? She's flopping around on the track. Her foot touches the third rail. And I thought, oh my God, she's going to fry. At the end, I wanted her to fry. And then everybody's like waving their arms. It was just so funny to me. I always was worried, you know, when you're in the city or something, when you're near a train track, you're thinking, oh my God, what if I fall in? You know, that's kind of horrific.
Well, are you going to tell the rest?
Well,
I'm confused at where
you're at. The vagina?
No, the train stops. The train comes and stops.
And then
she stands up.
Well, it looked like she passed out right before I got there. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh my God, there's a train right in front of my face. And then she gets out really quick.
If you YouTube this, how can they YouTube it? Tell me.
You can just look up drunk woman falls into the tracks.
Well, if you keep watching that video, it then goes
to... Well, there are a couple of videos, but there's another one with...
The one that you showed me, if you keep watching it, then it goes to the lady trying to parallel park, where she parks up on... She parks up on the sidewalk, and then gets out and is okay with it. Literally, like... Like the left tire of her car, like the tire that's in the road is banked up against the curb, and the rest of the car is up on the sidewalk. And she gets out, she looks, and she okays it, then walks away.
I love it. What was that? There's another one. The drunk lady that
got in a fight. I didn't really get that. I didn't.
Well, no, I didn't mean the video, but you had another drunk person thing. Well, somebody drunk got ran over by a...
Oh, and I didn't write that down. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Back to Wisconsin.
Back to Wisconsin.
Yeah, some man...
If it's not the bears, it's the trains. And if it's not the trains, it's the drunks.
Some drunk got ran over by a train, three cars of the train, and lived. And the policeman said, he's lucky to live. Well, yeah.
Really?
Anyway, but yeah, I didn't even write that down.
So, what was the...
I was excited about
the Florida
man.
Did he lose his limbs? Did he...
I didn't finish reading it.
Oh.
He's alive.
Oh, God. I love it.
I was thinking the Florida man who called drunk and called 911 and asked for
sex. That's the one. So, a drunk man calls 911...
Yes, called 911 repeatedly and was then convicted of badgering 911 operators because he kept asking for sex. And then you tell me that you've been at work.
I work for a magazine. And it's a gay magazine. And people call in and they're like, are there any young hot gay men there? And I'm like, no, this is a magazine. What are you doing? I'm working on a spreadsheet. What are you wearing? A fat Mumu eating dress. Ooh, that's hot. I'm like, I don't have any concealer on either, and I have bags under my eyes. Oh, yeah, mama.
Yeah, give it to
me. Are you a boy or a girl? Well, my mother says I'm a boy. I say I'm a girl. Medical science is confounded.
It's a medical pickle. Pun not intended.
Are you off yet? No, I'm touching my keyboard. I'm like,
damn it, I'm making a spreadsheet. I told ya.
I'm juggling my numbers. I'm like, I don't know what you expect from me. I'm an office worker. I'm not.
I'm managing the office.
I'm so not in the phone sex industry. although one of my girlfriends, I called her from the office one day because she works at another office. And so I'm like, hey, girl, what's up? And she goes, and I was trying to be quiet because I didn't want to disturb her. I'm like, hey, girl, how are you doing? Good. How are you? I'm like, great. Can I get your address or get you to change your address in the spreadsheet? And she goes, you have the sexiest phone voice. I'm like, thanks. Do you want to touch my spreadsheet?
It makes me think of the original Blues Brothers that sing with Aretha Franklin.
I don't even know it.
And they're all, they get to that. Or I think it's not Aretha Franklin. It's the other place. And they get into the sex phone. It's all the women on the desk. And they do that whole dance routine. If you want, just call 10. I'll play it for you. It's hilarious.
I'm tussling my mouse
anyway,
right now.
You have to see it. You've never
seen
it?
Do you want to touch my mouse?
I don't want to touch your damn mouse. Get away from me. I'm trying to send this text for like 12 minutes now.
We're on the air and you're trying to send a text. We've almost got our guest... Camille Cortinas from Dallas, Texas, who is a singer-songwriter. She's about to call in. So, I love it.
You're crazy. Shana, I'm going to send this right now.
You know, I love how you're having, like, phone texts with people over there, and I'm having ear sex with people. I hope you've got your headphones in right now, and you're listening really clearly. Because my name is Dina Martinez, and I'm touching my mouse.
Oh, my God. All of our listenership just left.
Oh, shut up. They're like, ooh, you're touching your mouse?
I thought you was a tranny.
Can you caress it? Can you rub your mouse? I'm rubbing my mouse. I love this. This is the phone sex show with Dina and Craig. Oh, you guys, we are having a good time tonight. You are listening to the Dina and Greg Show.
On LATalkRadio.com, we say what we want.
We say what we want, for sure. And I've got a phone call coming in. And I'm trying to answer it. Hi, you're on the Dina and Greg Show.
It is Camille.
Hey, gorgeous.
Hey,
how are you
beautiful.
Doing? You're live.
Am I live right now? Okay, I better turn down my internet radio.
Are you enjoying the show so far?
You're dirty.
Thanks.
It's
jostling my mouse.
You're wetting in your mouth?
I'm jostling my mouse just for you.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Camille.
Hello.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sort of. I wish I could see you and touch you.
Oh, I wish I could see you and touch you too, but not in a sexual way like Dina's.
I'm like, he's
Dina's,
gay.
Like Dina's demonstrating right now.
I'm not touching.
Oh my goodness. Dina, what are you wearing? Are you still wearing your, what are you wearing?
Your t-shirt.
I'm wearing my, I'm wearing a Fishing for Comets t-shirt actually.
Oh really? How is it fitting these days?
I love it. It's getting tighter, which is sad because it was
so
big.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen you in quite a while. It's been maybe 3 years.
Ages.
4 years? When did you move?
Five.
Oh my God, has it been 5 years?
It's been 5 years, Camille.
And you've changed a lot, I think.
I think I've changed a little bit.
Just a smidgen.
I've got hair just now on my head and not the other places.
Of course.
This is about Camille, not about you.
She was asking me questions.
Okay.
Hi, Camille.
I can barely understand you. You sound more drunk than I ever have been. Are you still buzzing?
No, I'm not. She's like, are you still buzzing? Darling.
I don't like it.
I miss you so much.
I miss you too. I hope to come visit next time. Are you ever planning to come back here? I know you drug your sister out there, but...
You know, I was planning on coming home from the holidays. I think I'm going to have to postpone it, but I'm definitely going to be back to visit.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I would love to take you out and around. I've been playing a lot down in Cedar Springs area.
Oh, really?
Which, I don't know if they know. It's this great area in Dallas. Like, you know, Sue Ellen's and...
You've been playing at Sue Ellen's and JR's?
Yep. I've been playing at Sue Ellen's quite a bit.
All right on. Hitting
Does
it
Greg
up with
know
the
what
lesbians.
Sue Ellen's is?
I do know what Sue Ellen's is.
How do you know?
Because I have Dina as one of my best friends. She talks about it all the time.
Oh, yeah. It's gotten a lot more modern. You haven't been there since they redid it. It's like two stories with a crazy disco ball in the middle, and they have a lipstick lounge and a vixen lounge where Ooh. All the people play and stuff like that. It's kind of cool.
I got to visit last year when I was in town. Yeah, it was totally awesome.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So what do?
So you're playing.
I'm nervous.
You're so cute. You know, it's so chill. So you're playing a lot of live in Dallas, but you've been doing a lot around the country too, right?
Yeah. Well, I did the East Coast tour, and I've also, I don't know if since the last time we've talked, I've gotten to do more commercial work. And did I tell you that I'm the Hot Pockets voice?
Shut up.
I've heard that you're the Hot Pockets
voice. You guys, Hot Pockets.
Ooh.
I bet you got some Hot Pockets, huh?
Girl, I ain't mad at you. I like a Hot Pocket.
We're not going to get sued because you just did that, right? We're not going to get sued because you just did the Hot Pockets voice, did you? Or are we? Anyway, I'm dumb.
So you're the hot pockets person voice, and what else are you doing?
I do puppetry. It sounds a little strange, but I mean, it's a different world. My fiance, actually, I'm engaged. My fiance, he builds puppets, and we've been doing some very similar to like the Muppets. You can look it up on YouTube. If you Google or YouTube, you know, Big Yellow Bull or Camille Cortinas, you'll see me and some puppet friends.
Ooh.
So that's kind of fun. That's really cool. And then that song I wrote about the cats is kind of fun, too. Because I missed it. It's interesting. Did you read the story that I told you about it?
You know, I don't think I did, because I've been busy.
But, well, no, I know. Well, if you're gonna play it tonight, it might be a funny story to listen to and know what it's about. There's two orange cats that live underneath my house, and I thought that one of them was a girl for, like, the longest time, and I named her Sadie, you know, like, sexy Sadie.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, and then he turned around, and noticed he had some things jingling around, so I feel really bad, because I've been calling her him.
Oh, that's
but
sweet, though.
I still love them.
So, and the song that you're talking about is, which one?
It's cat song. I don't know if it labeled whenever I sent it to you.
I see Troubadour mixes. Is that the one?
Yeah, it's the first one that I sent you.
Okay. Well, let's go a little bit further in that and tell me a little bit more about it. You did. Never mind. I'm tired.
She did, Dina. Let's play it. Let's play the song.
All right. Let's play the song.
Stays back and watches out for hope, invaders and in-
that was Camille Cortinas, and that was the cat song. And I lost her, and I'm so sad, so I'm going to try to call her back one more time. And we also have another person on the phone right now.
Let's answer him.
Hi, you're or on the her. Dina and Greg, and they just hung up.
206, call us back.
And I feel like I'm retarded right now. So how's everybody doing out there in Radioland? Call, and I might answer, and if I don't, I might hang up, and then... So
what else do you have? Let's go. By the way, I like that song a lot. Camille, please call us back.
Well, Camille?
Hello.
Hi, Camille. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
It was me.
You're okay. My reception's terrible, and I'm nervous on the phone anyway.
Oh, you shouldn't be nervous.
You're just talking to us.
I know. And no, we won't get sued, by the way. I can barely hear you.
You're precious, honey.
That's fun. So what are you guys, where are you? Are you at a studio, or is it at someone's house?
We're in a studio.
We're at a proper studio, honey, in Los Angeles, California.
In the place they call the Valley.
Actually, it's Sherman Oaks, but you know.
Do you know any of the other people?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the Dina and Greg show.
Hi, you guys are having way too much fun.
We are.
Who is this?
My name's Tom, and I was just calling in because I'm a giant fan of Camille's.
And, oh, wonderful.
She's got a voice like an angel and a heart like an angel, too, as I'm sure you know. And I was going to see if you guys could get her to talk a little bit about how she goes about writing a song.
Well, if we just lost her again, so absolutely, I'd love to have her come into the conversation. Let me see if I can get that on. Tom, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Is this your premiere episode?
This is not our premiere. He's like, you sound like you just started.
it's our first episode that we're going for 2 hours.
Ah, so I gotcha.
We've only been an hour show up until now.
We have more to say.
Well, I'm going to have to listen to this every Sunday night because Sunday night's usually pretty boring, and your show isn't. So,
well, thank you. We try not to be boring.
Definitely check out our archives.
And we're calling
and the
back.
Phone's ringing. It's probably Camille calling back.
We are calling her right now again.
So you
I'll get off and listen.
You stay on here.
Stay on, Tom.
Oh, okay.
As soon as she answers, we're going to have you ask your question again. Camille?
Hey, someone really called in for me?
Yes, you're on the air with
them. That's unreal.
You're talking to Tom right now, Camille.
Hi, Tom. Where are you from?
Hi, Camille. I'm from my mother's womb. It was in Indianapolis at the time. Hey, I'm calling because I'm a giant fan of you and Fishing for Comets, and I've heard you play music live at Cresha's many, many, many times. And,
oh, my God,
that's who's calling. Yep.
Tom, and, buddy, I love you. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Well, I'm calling because I listen to your music all the time, and you got that amazing voice, and I love your songs, though. I mean, I think you're just an incredible songwriter, and I was wondering if you could maybe talk a little bit about how you go about writing a song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, typically, it's just I have to be in the mood, obviously, but I try to just pull from experiences, life experiences that I have had, and the cat song that you just heard was straight from underneath my house, and so I figured why not just kind of throw it out there into some form to share with everyone else. That's typically how it comes. I just wrote a song recently about black holes because I was interested in them, and I thought, all right, well, let's take a little bit of what I know about them and kind of sugarcoat them, maybe have some other references as well, and just kind of threw it out there, and it just really comes out just like bleh.
I love it.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, I just want to thank you for all your great music and all the fun that I've had watching you play. And thank you for turning me on to this show because it's either drill a hole in my head watching stupid American football or listen to something fun like this.
Well, thank you, Tom.
This has been outrageous. I love these guys and gals. So they're fun times for sure. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Tom.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
have a
Tom.
Good night.
That's
right.
That's really sweet.
He sounds so sweet.
I love him. You don't have. It's crazy. We kind of met each other long time ago, and he's been very supportive of my music and just helping me try to get started with voice work, believe it or not. And was the first person I asked how to do this, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool to see it come around full circle.
Right on, right on.
That's really sweet. Well, I'm glad I got to get connected with you guys again. Sorry, my phone is a little out of it, but I'm definitely listening. I'm listening now, so I can, you know, listen off the air, and y'all can continue on if you'd like.
Wonderful. We're going to play your next song, Save Your Breath, real quickly. So if you want
to... Okay, can I...
Give me an intro.
Oh, one story about that one. I was mopping my kitchen floor at 3 a.m. in the morning, and I had the melody stuck in my head, and then there it went.
Awesome.
Yay.
Well, I'm really
Thank
excited.
You.
Thank
I love you, guys.
Thank you. Have a great night.
And before you get off, Bye. Where can they find you, hun?
Oh, yeah.
CamilleCortinas.com.
CamilleCortinas.com. Awesome, Camille. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Bye, sweetie.
You, Bye.
Ciao, babe. And this is her song, Save Your Breath. And it should be playing any minute now. I am really not this retarded, I swear. What is the problem here?
Oh my God.
Greg, talk. I'm like, figure this out.
Earlier, you're like, I want to run the board tonight. Okay.
Well, I was really excited about it. And now I'm.
Maybe you should take a lesson.
Maybe you should bite me.
I wasn't ready for this. So we are getting ready for our Thanksgiving feast pretty soon.
Which we're really excited about. Oh, guess what?
There it is. We'll be waiting. Troubled souls have the hardest time. Being held captive, no sense in staying.
Camille Cortinas with Save Your Breath.
Thanks again for calling in, Camille. Cornmeal.
Cornmeal. Thanks, Cornmeal. Camille, we appreciate you calling in. And Tom, thank you for listening.
Speaking of cornmeal, though, Thanksgiving is coming around the corner. And
that was the perfect segue.
We are getting ready to get our Thanksgiving feast going. So,
so excited.
If you have any crazy ideas that you would like to like us to try for our big Thanksgiving feast, or if you're in the neighborhood and you just want to stop by Dina's house, email us at info@dinaandgregshow.com.
You realize we already have like 20 people coming and you haven't even told me who's coming from your side of the family.
Well, we'll find out.
My side of the family has porn stars and trannies and homos. Oh my!
So...
Hi.
Hi. What, so... You say something.
God, it's like, you say something. I'll say something. You know, normally our show would almost be over, but we have only begun, bitches. Y'all are going to have to listen to us for another hour.
I'm upset about this natural harvest thing. It's still grossing me out, and I want to bring it up now. I'm not even letting you have a chance. I was reading the article in, I don't even remember what it was, Instinct, or one of the gay rags. Instinct or Advocate. I wrote it down, Instinct. And they were talking about, no, it was that British one. That British. Anyway,
I saw Instinct wouldn't write
they
that.
They were talking about the Natural Harvest book and how it's a collection of recipes that you need semen for.
Yes.
Sperm. And I'm still weirded out by that because they justified it in the article by saying, well, we drink milk from a cow's udder, so why wouldn't you use this?
First of all, ew. Second of all, ew.
It even gives tips on how to keep it fresh, how to properly freeze it.
Freeze dry semen for your next meal. So, yeah, I have that cookbook at home, and I'll be putting the the recipes to use for Thanksgiving.
These oysters so are coming? Yummy.
I'm glad you like them. Imagine, they have Natural Harvest ingredients.
Anyway.
Thank you, Matthew McConaughey, for Thanksgiving dinner.
We have lesbians who are trying to have a baby come.
They take some of the gravy. I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting that someone would actually go through the process, first of all, of creating recipes that are semen based. Second of all, that anyone would eat them. And third of all, you know, I guess if you swallow, you're used to it. Oh. Half the fun is gathering the ingredients.
That. Oh, my God. Well, Courtney Love looks normal in the pictures I've seen of her lately.
So, Courtney Love's gone shopping. She made a new recipe from Natural Harvest.
I hate you.
So, no, I agree, and she looked really lovely.
Normal, and she looks like she got a new stylist.
Thank the gods.
So, yay for her.
Well done, mama.
Now, what were you going to say before I interrupted you?
I was just commenting about the Natural Harvest. Before. I just, you know...
Be safe.
I can't. I don't know.
You can't.
So I was really sad to hear sad news. Celine, what is her last
name? Dion?
Yeah, Celine Dion. Lost a baby today.
That is sad.
Or not today, but this week. Lost the baby. They found out that they lost it today.
Should not be laughing.
I'm not really laughing. Sad. You were the one that was laughing.
Well, I imagine.
I was sad.
That is so sad. And I no disrespect, but I imagined her like losing it. Like, where is it? Behind the couch?
Under the bed in a box. No, I agree. And I was thinking that too, but I'm really happy.
You smirked.
I'm really sad. I mean, I'm really touched. God, I sound like a total bitch right now, but I'm really sad. Like, I want to say my condolences go out to you, and we wish you all the best in the future with conceiving and having a child. Put it on a keychain.
What was that? I see you were so heartfelt.
Well, I was, but I had to break up the tension.
And then you had to do that. Celine Dion, we love you, and we send the best to you and Renee.
We do.
So let's move on.
And if you want to come over for Thanksgiving.
You are... Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm really sincere about, you know, making... I feel bad, but...
Okay, I'll move on. Ed Westwick in the new Home Men.
Who?
Home.
No, who?
Ed Westwick.
Oh.
From Gossip Girl, who was just on Californication a couple weeks ago. Seriously?
I don't know.
He's hot, and he was in...
I saw his peck.
Did you not see his face?
No, not...
Or the cute little picture of him in the sweater with his face? Like...
He was upside down. People look different upside down.
How come I sound like the media whore tonight when it's totally you? Speaking of Gossip Girl, Leighton Meester's new album's coming out soon. And I know you haven't heard of her.
I have no idea who she is.
The gays are going to go wild. Wild gays.
It's going to be gay-a-palooza.
Because her music is so fun and dancey. And yes, I cannot wait.
I like fun and dancey music.
She was in that movie we watched on Halloween. She was the first one to get killed. Remember the movie that they
went
to make?
Yeah, I remember the movie, but...
Make the
documentary or reality show.
And
then it was a killer and...
Montana or wherever the hell it was.
Some Backstreet Boy was killing
everybody.
She was
on a four-wheeler. She got dead.
She was the one that got dead.
Got dead. You didn't have
first,
to...
First, okay. No, okay, I get it. Now I know. And knowing is half the battle. Thank you, G.I. Joe. So Robert Pattinson and Kristen, what's her name? God bless it. Stewart? Is that her last name?
I don't know. I'm not looking at your sheets.
Martha Stewart, Kristen Stewart. Kristen Stewart. Yes, I was right. Kristen Stewart. They are the Twilight people.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
On everything. They're not models, so get off the model magazines.
I know, right? They're on the cover of Bazaar. They do look, well, she looks stunning. Stunning. There's this black, I want to say it, I think it was a Lanvin dress. She looks fucking stunning. He has the same look. Like, it's a look of concern.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
It's Hayden Christensen. Like, remember how Hayden Christensen got really big for the Star Wars episode?
Yeah.
And then he kind of died off. Can't do squat when he's acting. Although, and
he couldn't act his way
I Love
out
You
of
Paris,
it.
He was I in just... part of it, and it wasn't that bad.
I don't.
Paris,
he
I love
was
you.
Obviously not memorable to me because I don't remember him being in that movie. First of all, second of all, like I remembered him in the Star Wars things, and you know, yay! I just thought he was a horrible actor, and I don't even think he's that good looking. And it's probably because I'm just sick of him whining.
Are we talking about Hayden Christensen still?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, that's how I feel about the lead in Twilight.
Well, he was when I first saw him in Harry Potter. Having a British accent makes you a lot hotter to me. He was hot to me. Speaking of hot, man in our studio?
I know. Of course, seriously, what? Kelly, we should get her in here.
She
for
always
a
has
moment.
The hottest men, and he's probably listening to the radio or to this show out there. Is the show playing out there?
Should we ever come in?
Come in.
Come in. Come in.
Huh?
Get on for a second.
Come in. Yes,
oh.
You do.
So we're just saying that you, talking to the microphone quick, okay. Have the hottest male guests.
I have, Michael, did you hear this? I have the hottest male guests.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
And sometimes they bring booze.
Yes.
They do.
And we like that.
Oh, Whiskey Circus. You're talking about
they
brought the beer.
The Coors Lights.
They always bring beer.
Of course, yeah.
I knew I should have worn makeup today.
I know.
Hi.
Well.
How are you?
I'm good.
What's your name?
My name is Michael Addison.
Are you single?
Michael Addison.
MichaelAddison.com.
He's an actor and a musician.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Well,
in LA? No way.
Yeah.
Weird. I think I'm the only one.
Is your show on after mine?
We're 2 hours now.
Yeah.
What's
your show? Promo.
My name is Kelly McGrath. My show is The Music Evolution Revolution. We're on from 7 to 8 every Sunday night.
With... very good looking guests.
With very good looking and great sounding guests.
That's not what matters the most.
Which show is this show here? Tell me about it.
The Dean and Greg show.
Yeah.
All
right. Just hysterical banter with
a transsexual
not really much common sense.
Okay. You know. You're cute.
Thank you.
Anytime you want to come into the studio.
I like it.
Over here, just let me know.
All right.
Okay, well,
you guys
awesome.
Make him blush.
Right. I know, that was kind of the plan.
Well,
so
thanks for inviting me in.
Thanks for coming in.
improv sit down.
We'll do an after your show, like
yeah, we'd love to
after Oprah, but
absolutely
like a 5 minute after you get done.
Displace Kelly.
We'll do the after Kelly show.
Exactly.
On the Dina and Greg show. The after Kelly show. Absolutely. I will
love
be here
it.
Next Sunday. I'm going to be in Nashville. So
oh, have fun in Nashville.
I will.
Girl.
All right.
You better do
we're
it.
We're doing some showcases. I got a new record coming out. And
oh, right on.
Yeah. We're opening up for Ingram Hill. I don't know if y'all have heard of them. No. They're really good.
Yes.
You've heard of Ingram Hill?
Yes.
They're pretty big.
I love it.
Really big in the South. And Push Play. They're like an R&B band.
Girl, y'all know I'm from the South. Hello. Pull it out.
I'm going to plug my show. Girl. Third and Lindsley. 7 o'clock. Wednesday the 18th.
There you go.
Yay. Yep.
Right on. Going
to see Mama.
If you're in Nashville...
Bring some biscuits and gravy to my show.
Girl.
Mac and cheese.
Oh, dear.
Awesome. Well, thanks for popping in.
Have a good night. You too.
And you too.
You're welcome.
Y'all have a good one.
You too, honey. Bye.
Bye,
y'all.
Bye. See you later.
Oh, my gosh. Dina Martinez.
Ooh, he is cute.
He's really cute. I didn't even say a word. I was like,
sorry, I was distracted.
It's okay.
So welcome to our new 2-hour show.
That was fun. I'm glad she popped in.
It was fun.
She popped in.
She did pop in, didn't she?
I did say also, después Kelly, for our Spanish-speaking listeners.
What are you doing? Después Kelly.
Anyway.
Awesome. So we were talking about.
What are you talking about?
Any listener that we had now. The listener that we had now is gone. Hayden Christians.
Let's move on.
Kristen Stewart. Okay. So they were
apparently.
I'm talking.
I'm not even excited about Twilight. Okay, go on.
I'm not really excited about Twilight. What's more impressive and interesting is their love life because they've been so down low on it. And apparently in Paris, they were. Canoodling, they were holding hands and they were acting very affectionate to each other, and so it was really, you know, that's been a big source of gossip. So there you go, it looks like they might be together. And all you girls out there, if you want to attack her in retribution of stealing, hey, what's his name, God bless it, I mean, he's hot, take your shirt off and you're hot, you know, not always, but you know, he is not excited about the movie though. But I am excited about the new Kylie fragrance called Inverse. Kylie Minogue has released a new fragrance for men because she always liked the smell of men. Apparently, it smells like men.
By Emporio. Wait, Armani.
No, it's. I think it's by Kylie, but they sell it in Emporio, right?
I'm not sure. I think looked at it, saw it was more your type of thing, and I threw it across.
Just because Kylie's in it.
But I like the smell of men, too.
Yeah, you like the smell of...
What was that?
Hi, welcome to the Dina and Greg Show.
Do we have any callers?
We don't right now, but...
If they want to call, what's the number?
The number is 818-602-4929, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
The bomb is tick, 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 and I'm about to blow. The 9.5 on the Richter that you're feeling between your thighs don't compare to all the pleasure I'll be bringing. Realize you're awake and not dreaming. All this you love really ain't nothing compared to what's in store and all there is to come. Feel the passion grow in your heartbeat. A heart attack of satisfaction that your heart seeks. You're burning me up, making me weak. Baby, I cannot wait till I receive.
us a sedate. You and baby with kisses and love and so hot and sweet.
So sweet and hot.
This is just a preview to the show. So much more of me you'll get to know. The pressure's building slow. And baby, I'm getting close. The bomb is tick, tick, tick. And I'm about to blow. You think you see everything?
You're listening to the Dina and Greg Show. That was Ben Roman, who will be calling in a little bit and having convo with us. By the way, how's everyone doing? If anybody's still out there listening, we'd love to talk to you. 818-602-4929. Once again, that number is 818-602-4929. And I'm jiggling my mouse.
Really? thought that part was
yes.
over.
No, jiggling the mouse is always, you know, good conversation. So I'm really sad. Guess what canceled this week?
What?
Dollhouse.
Oh, you told me about that. I don't even know what it was. Tell me what it was again.
Dollhouse. It is a Joss Whedon series, and it's on Fox, and it has, what's her name? Eliza Dushku, who was on, like, Buffy the Vampire mm-hmm. Slayer. She was Bring It On, and, you know, she's hot, sexy. It was a fun, really interesting show, and they canceled it. Boo! Boo! Boo!
I don't even know what to say to you.
I'm just so sad. Fox.
Boo!
Boo, Fox. Boo!
This is not on either one of our lists, but I just want to bring this up. Have you seen the commercial, the vote for the newest happy cow in California commercial?
There's a new one or the whole vote now because yeah. it's down to the final, like...
Final 10.
No, I have not.
I just saw today while I was watching my 3 hours of... couch television.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can go on to happycowcalifornia.com and vote for which cow you think is going to be the happy cow. There's even a Wisconsin cow. And she's like, her video was like, she looks behind her and there's all the snow and she's like, I feel threatened.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I love the cows. Speaking of cows...
I was thinking Kirstie Alley.
Oh, that was so
that
mean.
That was mean. I didn't mean it to.
Speaking of Kirstie Alley,
I eat a lot.
Allie, have you heard about the celebrity Twitter directory?
Yes.
Oh yeah, you gave it to me. So I'm really excited about the
My answer is yes,
bitch. So I love Twitter. I'm a Twitter whore. I'm a whore. So Twitter now has, or there's a magazine
whore.
That came out. Shut up.
You heard it first.
I'm easy. There's a magazine that came out. It's like a magazine. You can get it at a newsstand. It's called the Celebrity Twitter Directory. And if you guys haven't found them on Twitter yet, and you would love to follow them, first of all, you can follow The Ellen Show at The Ellen Show. Martha Stewart. Hi, I've been looking for her forever. It's Martha Stewart. You can also add the official Kathy Griffin, which is official Kathy G. I haven't been following her. I'm really excited. I'm really excited about following Roberto_Cavalli. Hello, Roberto Cavalli's on. Yes, he's on Twitter. So excited.
Who isn't on Twitter?
Well, you aren't. You are sometimes.
I just tweeted.
Women's Wear Daily. Women's Wear Daily.
What?
I'm really excited about this because this is their little tidbits.
I'm going to keep smelling my new lotion.
That was just creepy. I'm going to keep smelling my keyboard.
Continue.
Would you?
I'm waiting for you to be done. Women's Wear Daily or
would
something.
Would you like to touch my G?
Oh, my God. God. Oh, my God.
So, that was it. I was really excited. Now, Fergie is on the cover of Cosmo.
Why isn't her husband?
Well, because...
I'd rather see Josh than Fergie.
She's a boo whore. No, I love her. I loved her for a little bit. I'm just not a big fan anymore. She peed her pants on stage.
Her new song, though, is kind of catchy.
She peed her pants on stage.
I leave it. The new Black Eyed Peas song. I'm even dancing to it now, and I can't even
hear
it.
I'm kind of over it. She peed on stage. In her pants. God, I hope to fuck's sake that she was really fucked up. Because if she wasn't, she has no excuse. She peed her pants on stage.
Won't you just let people forget about it?
No, because she peed her pants on stage. Who does that? Who pees their pants on stage? I peed my pants on stage when I was 5. And I had a lot of water, and the teacher wouldn't let me go pee.
I was just watching that episode of Golden Girls.
but where, before we continue on, I have some more about Fergie. So apparently she has bisexual tendencies. You know, her husband, she also has white trash tendencies, but that's a separate issue.
Me too.
her husband's been cheating, or, you know, there are allegations that he's been cheating. He's hot. I would love to have him cheat with her on me, or with me on her. I'm sorry, Fergie. I don't not like you. I do. I used to love you. And I thought it was cool that you were driving through and making fun of the people in your video, but not when you're a drive-through attendant, is it? No. It's not fun when you pee your pants on stage either.
I bet the drive-through attendant doesn't pee their pants.
So that was, yeah. Okay. I feel like I'm being a total bitch, but whatever. Also in Cosmo Gyno, did you know that being overweight or underweight can also affect you down there? Yes, it can. It can affect your hoo-ha. So eat healthy, get skinny.
And watch out for yeast.
And don't lose too much weight. It's and so don't funny. Douche too many times.
Can I ask you something?
Ask me.
When, you know, it all happens, you know, things get cut. By the way, out of Dina's mouth this weekend said, I'm just going to get half of it cut off.
I didn't say half of it. I said just part of it. And I don't mean part of that part. I mean the part that, you know.
But once it gets cut off, you know, when the surgery happens.
I don't like that term, really.
Okay,
once you get your vaginoplasty.
Yes. Are you going to, you know, is it, do you have to, my stomach, oh my God, do you have to worry about yeast infections and stuff like that?
I believe so, yeah.
We've already learned that you're going to keep a tampon in your purse.
Well.
But.
I'm Professor Transsexual. Wait. So.
You do, right? Though,
well, like, no, I, yeah, you do. And you have to worry, you have to go to a gynecologist.
That was a really dumb question.
It wasn't dumb. Yeah, I'm definitely.
Yes.
No, I didn't. No, I'm definitely going to have to see a doctor and a gynecologist, and I will be able to use tampons to keep it from, you know, shrinking too little.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know I will get a phone call that says, "Greg, guess what? I just got my first yeast infection."
Shut up. Ugh, I hate you so much.
This is just what they get for 2 hours with us.
This is just what they get for 2 hours with us now. Go ahead. Do you have news?
No, I thought you were going to go on. I just stopped.
I will go on. Are we talking about my vagina more?
No.
I'm still waiting on FedEx to deliver it. They keep attempting. I keep getting a sticker saying,
"So Reed,
need somebody to sign for it."
I went to the post office and I said, "I'm Dina Martinez. I'm expecting a package." Okay, so Reed Cohen is making a documentary about the Mormon Church dealing with Prop 8.
The church?
I hate you.
I love you.
With Prop 8 because he's a Mormon and he's a gay. A Mormon and a gay. And so he just knows how the dialogue was in his household, and he wanted to find out what the dialogue was in other households. You can find a trailer for this on YouTube. I have not seen it yet. I just saw this article today before we came into the studio. But it's interesting. It should be, right now he's trying to sell it or fish it to, what's the word, to different festivals.
Submit it to different festivals.
Submit it. I like fish it.
He's fishing it.
Submit it to different festivals. And so we'll see what happens, but I'm excited for it to come out. It's just getting in production, so it's really early.
It does sound really interesting, and that's really, you know, I'd love to know more about that perspective. Speaking of the Mormon Church and the gays, this week, I think it was it 365gay.com reported that Salt Lake City started to are going to, and the Mormon Church are going to support the anti-gay, or wait, sorry, any anti-gay discrimination laws. Like, I'm not expressing myself well. The Mormon Church is going to any law that says don't discriminate against the gays. The Mormon Church will support it in Salt Lake City. So that's really good as far as like, stop looking at me like that with your judgy eyes. they're going to be supporting any law for, against discrimination for gays in the, in housing and employment. So that's a big step because,
a big breath.
Did you say a big breast?
When she was talking about,
I'm fingering my mouth.
When Camille was talking about puppets earlier, I was thinking about the puppets you keep on your chest.
Just because I make them talk to you every once in a while.
That's good. That's awesome that they're
that I make my breasts talk.
No, that they're going to help support the fight for basically fight for hate crimes.
Hello,
is this Ben?
Hi, this is Ben Roman.
Hi, Ben Roman.
I wish you were in here with us. Dina's driving me nuts.
I wish I was there too. I'm so sorry I can't be there.
Oh, it's so sad. Are you working?
I just finished working.
Oh, did you? Yay.
Yay! Wait, are you on the air right now?
You are on the air too.
Hello, LA Talk Radio world. How are we doing?
Good. We have a sign on your chair. It says Ben Roman. Wish you were here.
My chair. Thank you.
And your picture with the
How's the show going?
It's going well, I think. Nobody's calling except for you, but that's fine
because we know we have callers.
We hit a caller earlier.
Hilarious.
Ben, what are you up to? I haven't seen you in so long.
Say that again?
I said, what are you up to? I haven't seen you in so long. I haven't seen you since our party.
Well, honestly, besides working my ass off at work to pay the bills, like everyone else in this country, I've been in the studio. Like, I'm just trying to finish my English album. Like, we're so close to being done and just busting my butt trying to, like, I'm very much a perfectionist, so we're just working out, ironing out all the details. And so just doing that and my work and my music, that keeps me busy.
Awesome. We just played one of your songs, the Pressure song that we, I'm sorry, I don't know the title, but it was fun.
So you heard the song?
We played the other one, not the song that we're going to play in a minute, but we had one from before.
So have you heard it yet or not?
No, I haven't listened because I didn't have time.
Okay, well, you're going to love it because, like I said in what a message I sent you, is it's my tribute to women on this planet and beautiful trans goddesses.
Ooh, that's you.
Oh, did I inspire it?
Not with that Fran Drescher voice.
This is amazing how I can barely hear you and I'm calling.
It's amazing.
See, I told you it's difficult. Remember that time I called in and you were in my spot?
Yes.
So you get it. Anyway.
I know. I'm sorry.
We love you, though.
I know. I love Dina and Greg.
Oh, we love you too, baby. So,
hello?
Apparently he finished with us.
Let's play the song.
We're going to play the song for you. It's called Girl.
Girl.
Or Girl More. Girl.
She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it for that bitch. She like me. Girl, she's so bad, that girl. She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it for that bitch. She like me. You're the one who owns every room, and I mean every room she's in. She's never on the move. You'll always get along, so long as you acknowledge this. Don't feel aligned to. She sees right through any foolish, dumb bullshit. Please never underestimate. And don't you play any silly games, that's it. Girl, she's so bad, that girl. She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it for that bitch. She like me. Girl, she's so bad, that girl. She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it for that bitch. She like me. Her skin is silk smooth. Sparkle like jewels. Her body's banging, she's the shit. Her lips gloss, she's always flossed. Baby, she's the boss.
And do you think you can handle having it? Oh, she's so bad, that girl. She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it all, that bitch. She like it. Girl, she's so bad, that girl. She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it all, that bitch. She like it. She's my girl on your ass in bed. She never will. What you see is what you get. What you don't mean. You see she ain't never gonna change. Play by the rules, cause it's a game. My world, that girl. Let's hear it for that bitch. She like it. Girl, she's so bad, that girl. She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it for that bitch. She like it. Girl, she's so bad, that girl. She rocks my world, that girl. Let's hear it for that bitch. She like it.
She banging. L, she rules the world. She's banging. She's banging. G, U, she banging. L, she rules. Who banging? She banging. Girl.
And we're calling Ben right back, so let's see if he answers. Hey, girl. Hey, we're back. We're back on the air.
Hello?
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 Hi, baby. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello, 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 hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? God, this is like a bad phone commercial gone down. So, okay, hi. That was Ben Roman, and that was called Girl, and it was about me.
And we were debating whether the one line is, let's hear it for that bitch,
or let's hear it for that fish.
If so, Ben was still on with us, we'd ask him, but...
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, AT&T, if you drop balls, my ass.
Oh, no. What's up, boo-boo?
AT&T.
Hey, I'm glad to get you back online. I lost you there for a second.
I know. I tried to call you back, too, but it didn't work.
It's okay. So, is Greg there with you, or is he, like, on vacation again?
What? I'm still here. Don't even. You are so...
You know, I love you, Greg, with 3 G's.
Thank you. Did you.
One at the beginning, like two at the end.
You like the 3G network.
You hate the 3G network, though. You just bitched them out.
I know. Fuck that, but not fuck you. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you.
So we were debating the line where it says, let's hear it for that. Was it bitch or fish?
It's a bitch.
Okay, that's what I thought. But Dina goes, did he just say fish?
I thought it was like...
I mean, people that know the trans world and the drag world know what fish means, and most people don't know what that means.
Well, fish.
Yeah, fish would have been brilliant. Most people don't know what it means. It was bitch.
I like fish.
Because you know what? Like, when you're confident in who you are, you can be a bitch, and that's part of what makes you awesome.
It's true.
So you heard it?
Although sometimes...
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What'd you think?
We loved it.
Loved it.
And we're going to get a little feedback from our audience soon.
Oh, well, good. Hopefully it's good. And if it sucks, then fuck y'all. Because I love the track. And we've been working on it for about 2 months, so it got finally to a point where I'm very proud of it.
That's fun. I like it.
Because I want, when the song comes on, I want every straight girl that hears it to be like, oh, it's my jam. I want every queen, gay queen that refers to himself and his friends as she to connect to it. And I want every drag queen, trans person to be like, this is my anthem. You know what I mean? So that's what the song's about. What
girl, about these are my jams. These are my jams.
What about if a gay boy just wants to go dance to it, too?
Well, good. We'll get,
You know, I'll be on
there. You like that.
It's fun. I like it a lot.
Yes, you can.
And thanks for writing a song about me. That's so sweet.
Oh, my God. Really?
I'm going to hear... Actually, that's what I meant to say. The song is about Dina Martino.
Well, I knew that. I just... You were being... You didn't want me to be embarrassed. Girl, where you at?
What?
Where are you?
I'm outside. I'm actually on Hollywood Boulevard right now trying to get reception.
You're... Working again. I get it.
I finished work, Bob. I should be working, I guess. But I told you, I work at the Magic Castle. That's the base of Bills, and had a great night, but there's no reception there because it's a 100-year-old castle. So you have to step out like nearly to Hollywood Boulevard to get any reception.
That's fun. And while you're at it, pick up a trick.
Yeah, well, if it comes along and they're paying, why not?
Hello.
You know them tourists.
Greg, Fiji.
Aww.
I'm glad you guys had a good show, and I'm glad you liked the song.
Well, we're glad that you had a chance to talk to us tonight. So thank you very much, and I can't wait to have you back in the studio.
In the studio, where I can hear everyone perfectly very, very soon. I'm always more than happy to be invited by Dina and Greg to be on the show.
And let's meet up soon. I need to catch up with you over a drink.
Yes. Oh, you said drink singular, and that's unacceptable, but yes. We'll meet up soon.
I haven't seen you since our party, so that's unacceptable.
I know. Every time I do the show, I'm standing in front of you, so we have to catch up soon.
I'm over that.
It'll be very soon. Let's get a drink very soon.
Okay. Yes.
So tell us before we let you go where we can find you.
You can always find me at RomanMusicOnline.com. RomanMusicOnline.com. You always find me there. I'm on Facebook, on MySpace. I am constantly online, so you can't miss me.
All right, honey. Love you so much.
Thank
you.
Have a good night, sweetie.
All right. Love you, too. Gina and Greg, rock the planet.
Bye, Ben.
Take care. Mwah.
Mwah.
Bye.
Bye. Yay, that was fun.
17 goodbyes. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Love you, bye.
I love the phones because I'm just, yeah. So, Greg.
You're gorgeous.
Did you know?
Gorgeous.
That there's a lot of controversy that I found out in Cosmo, too.
Gorgeous.
Thanks. And I'm fingering my mouse. And besides fingering my mouse, I read a little bit when there are lots of pictures. And
gotta turn a page.
So today I was reading in Cosmo, which, you know, hi. Tanning beds. There's like this big controversy about them again that's rising up because... you know, everybody's like, oh, they give you cancer. And then the people on the pro tanning side are like, no, it's the same UV rays. And don't get me wrong. Mama loves to tan. I love to tan. You know, I've tanned before a lot and I really enjoy tanning. And the reason I enjoy it mostly, besides the fact that I get a tan really quickly and I don't have to sweat, but more than 30 minutes, 20 or 30 minutes. Are you looking at the clock to tell me that this story is getting long and you're being bitch? Or?
Continue. I was okay. Stop reading into my shit.
I'm like a fortune teller. Into your shit, you know, kind of like the leaves. So tanning, back to
I'm
tanning.
Leaning.
Back to tanning. So apparently tanning raises your risk of getting melanoma by 75%. 75%. I know, that's big.
I had to sit up for that one.
He leaned in really interestedly now. Yes, up to 75%. And it's so insane because, you know, the tanning bed companies are saying, you know, it's just the same amount of UV rays. You can, you can regulate how much UV ray how much UV you get. You can, you know, you're not, what is it, you... If you have a base tan, your risk goes down. Yeah, it goes down. All this stuff is true, but they're leaving out so much. And so they're about to introduce in 2010, Representative Carolyn Maloney is introducing the Tanning Bed Cancer Control Act sometime in 2010. So I thought it was really interesting after so long. And there's always been a controversy around it, but then we've gotten so used to having them around that we're just like, whatever.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Thank you. Two things. One, it's interesting to see what's going to happen in 10, 15 years from when it has enough time to develop develop into cancer from all, because, you know, look at the last 10, 15 years, you know, tanning beds really, really started getting popular when we, quote unquote, we were like 16, 17. And yeah. So then it got constant. Like, I remember my senior year of high school, I was in tanning bed all the time. Mm-hmm. And this has went up, you know, continuously. So what happens in a few years when cancer really, you know, how are we going to do that? One, and two, I'm still going to go. Is that bad?
Well, yeah. Like, but it's like smoking. Everybody knows smoking causes cancer, but some people still light up a cigarette, don't they? Every day.
Yes.
Multiple times a day. So it's one of those things, like, and it's like
after school special.
Do not smoke and do not tan. And if you drink too much, call your mommy to drive you home. So I just think it's stop. I just think it's really interesting, you know, how we get so used to something that can be harmful to us and that we don't even care anymore. Wait, you know, it kind of goes to that. So, and I love tanning. I'll tell you, I used to get wasted at the bars and then I had a 24-hour tanning salon. I'd go to the tanning bed, go to sleep, Dolly, and they'd come in and wake me up.
Dolly and I all the time. We would wake up when the light went off.
And if you didn't wake up, Dina. Dina, your tanning's done. You gotta leave.
This is not a bathhouse. You cannot stay all night.
Ew, Cochina. That's dirty.
You found this in Cosmo, though, right?
Yeah, that was in Cosmo.
Exactly.
And if it's in Cosmo, you know it's true.
It's so true.
Because they're not going to, you know, go against the beauty thing, you know, and that's beauty thing. So get a Mystic tan, guys. Get Mystic. I know you're orange. Get over it. Orange is beautiful. If not, be white. White and orange.
Mystic tan. Be our sponsor. And I'll come tan by you.
I know, right?
Tan
fat does look better than white fat. To quote Sorted Lives.
I was just thinking.
Orange fat sure does look better than white fat.
I love St. Paul Pork products so much that I work here now. Okay, so I wish we were in New York right now. Well, starting November 22nd, they're doing at MoMA, they're doing a huge exhibit until April, and hopefully I'll get a chance to see it, of Tim Burton's work, art.
Shut up.
His actual art. It looks amazing. It was in the New York Magazine after you left me. But the guy who sat across from me was really cute. I don't know if you saw him at Borders earlier today. Anyway.
Oh, today. I was like,
but Tim Burton's, it looks amazing. If you get a chance to just preview it, go online and probably MoMA.com or Museum of Modern Art in New York. If you're confused at what
if
I'm trying to say.
If you did not know what the MoMA is.
And look at Tim Burton's work. It looks amazing. Like, it's all of his creatures and his characters on obviously two-dimensional and looks amazing. So
that's really cool.
The Lincoln Center, I also want to bring this up. Sorry, can I not? The Lincoln Center has, I thought of you when I saw this a couple days ago.
I will allow you.
Has at the Lincoln Center Theater, there's the play called The Room Next Door or The Vibrator Play. It's about a really serious issue, but it is about vibrators, how they used to do vibrator therapy on women.
Yeah, saying that it helps hysteria.
Yep.
Which it does.
Yes. But anyway, the vibrator play. What were you going to say? I have a couple. We still have a couple serious things to talk
about.
No,
we do, but I don't want to do serious today, but we can. We don't have to. I was just referring back to, it was really interesting, when you were talking about Tim Burton. Tim Burton is doing that now, but I love, this is crazy, Geiger, H.R. Geiger. You know, who created the alien.
Yeah.
You know, like the Sigourney Weaver eating alien. So there are a couple of bars, H.R. Geiger bars. And there was like when I went to Switzerland several years ago. And there's like in Switzerland, there's like this little chateau that is filled with H.R. Geiger stuff, like art. And it's so freaking creepy and amazing. And it's just so, you know, awe-inspiring. And, like, you have these aliens coming out of, like, this huge castle's, you know, fireplace. And you're like, I did not want to get eaten. But along with that, like, you know, as an artist, that's something that was really interesting with the parallel and showing the art and seeing it in the movies. And it really had nothing to do with anything, did it?
How animated you got, though. It made me think of Wizard Quest back home. We have this like, huge exhibit, reality. Like, it's dressed like Ripley's Believe It or Not. You walk through it, but you actually have to compete in a game called Wizard Quest. What else do you have? Continue.
So,
Wizard Quest. In Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin, the capital, the water park capital of the world.
Wizard Quest needs sponsors now. So I'm really excited about the Wanda Sykes show. I haven't seen it yet.
I was gonna say either have I.
But apparently it launched this week or whatever.
Saturday night.
Yep. And she has a drag co-host.
That was my phone falling, realizing the bitch took our idea.
On TV. I know, she stole me. She should have hired me. But Portia is her drag, but I'm not a drag queen, I'm a tranny. They need the tranny consensus. That's me.
I speak for all trannies.
I speak for all transsexual ladies. Some transsexual women don't like to be referred as trannies. I have no issue with that. It's kind of like the F word. Some people have issue with it when we use it to empower ourselves. You know, kind of like the, you know, anyway.
The F word, faggot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because it comes out of my mouth all the time.
Hi.
He's like, there's people here still in the studio.
He's like, I want to go home now.
We love you, Ronan.
He's all, wrap it up, Dina. Wrap it up. Speaking of safe sex. I'm just kidding. Okay, Lily Allen is the new face of Chanel.
She looks so fucking hot. It's not even funny.
It's so hot. First of all, I'm really, really enjoying Chanel lately. I always have. You know, Karl Lagerfeld is this amazingly creative genius with a fan. And it's so magical. And the show from the fall, if you guys haven't seen it, go to YouTube and look up Chanel Fall Paris show. It is amazing. It's set in like the French country, like a farm, and there's hay everywhere, and these fashion models are walking in hay, and hot couture fashion males touching hot couture fashion fabrics and heels and hay, and Lily Allen comes out of the ground of hay and starts singing dirty songs.
I love Lily Allen.
Oh, my God. I do, too. And it's just gorgeous. And she looks amazing. It's just one of the... She's so classic Chanel when you see her. And I love that. I love that. When you have a model that's going to take the face of your brand, they need to look like your brand. And Lily Allen totally fucking looks like Chanel, and I live for it.
Speaking of looking like brands, bring up W. Demi Moore. Demi Moore.
Demi Moore looks hot. Sex... on heels.
Seriously. And W always does an amazing job of who they take on.
I'm sad that there aren't enough photographs of her. There are like two, but yeah. Shut up.
So.
Is she on now? Yes. I'm really excited.
Wait. Okay. So. I'm so confused at what
there's an amazing psychic that's going to join us.
Right now?
Yeah.
Psychic or sidekick? Psychic, of course.
So I'm really excited. I don't know how this is going to work. Oh, okay. I know how it's going to work, so I'm really excited.
Okay. Should I keep talking or are we doing this right now?
I'm keep talking.
Okay. I just had serious stuff. I'm going to sing a song. Oh, Alaska. Anchorage, Alaska. A man got convicted, arrested. Same. He robbed his mother for money to pay a parking ticket.
Why do you do that?
Why wouldn't you just ask her?
Mama, I need some money to pay for a $30 parking ticket.
No, it was like $485.
$485, that's all?
But still, you know, even if there's a warrant, maybe your mom doesn't like you. Maybe right. She's going to send you to jail either way.
Your mama must be really pissed about that if she's going to send you to jail.
You going to jail, sweetie.
I love it. So what is next? Do you know, you know who Cheryl Cole is, right? Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Used to be of the Girls Aloud. Love Girls Aloud.
I'm worried about your seat, by the way.
Why? You're worried about my seat.
The last couple little things you spoke about, you You were fingering your mouse.
I was fingering my mouse. So very excited that she's on the cover of UKL or LUK. It's so gorgeous. So gorgeous. So I'm really, really excited. And I'm not sure.
Okay.
So tell me something.
In Caracas, Venezuela. What?
Yes. Yes, tell me about Caracas, Venezuela.
President Hugo Chavez said in a television speech Friday that there are lots of fat people in Venezuela and advised his supporters to exercise and eat healthy and trim their waistlines. I'm not saying fat women because they never get fat, he added. Women sometimes fill out.
What?
Women sometimes fill out.
Okay. I've filled out. I'm voluptuous. So I am trying to get back on my diet. Anyone who wants to give me diet tips, I'd love it. You can diet tip me.
I've got a tip for you.
Ew.
No, what? I was just going to say.
I got a tip for you. Stop fingering your mouth.
No. I was going to. If just because it says food does not mean it goes in the mouth. We ate bad this weekend. I can't help it.
We ate horribly. It shouldn't be food.
Christine and I packed that cooler and we did not pack it full of good things. There were cucumbers in there that we did not touch and a couple of things, grapes, did not touch them.
The good stuff?
Doing sit-ups, he said, eating well has one has to learn how to eat.
I know how to eat.
That's not my problem.
My problem is not knowing how to eat. I know how to eat. I love it.
Chavez suggested rice pasta instead of spaghetti made from wheat and recommended drinking soy milk, saying soy protects help fight aging. That does not even make complete sense.
But what's the guy Jeremy Piven's not happy with soy milk because it made him fill out with man breasts?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes. I thought we talked about it.
Maybe no. Chelsea Handler talked about it.
Okay,
this is dead air.
Well, I'm confused. I can't see what you're doing.
Well, don't look at me.
I'm all excited for the psychic. The psychic, and we still have 9 minutes left. I'm gonna bring up something serious for a moment.
Okay,
I'm just really excited that Instinct and The Advocate this last month did a lot to cover Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
And then,
politics, yeah. And like with The Advocate bringing on conversations with straight men and women in the armed forces about gay and lesbian people, men and women fighting next to them, and how it did not make a difference at all, and how that they have seen proper soldiers and commanders and leaders have to leave and be replaced with people who are not able to
qualified.
Yeah, not qualified to do that job. I sound like you. I'm kidding.
You're so
not
hateful.
Qualified to do that job.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just sad.
Yeah, it's horrible. It really is a travesty that gay, lesbians and transgender people shouldn't be allowed to serve in our military and protect our country. You know, they're risking their lives just as much as a heterosexual person. And on the cover of Instinct this month, we've got the leading men issue, and it has Lieutenant Colonel Victor Fehrenbach, and he is openly gay and it's serving in the military. I mean, he's hoping to continue serving. And then there's Lieutenant Dan Choi, who was discharged due to his sexual orientation, when it has nothing to do with your right to or your ability to serve and protect. And
this is year 16 of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
It's horrible.
It's time to move on.
It is. So. It's time to get that stuff out. So the healthcare bill this week, women, it's a really crazy topic. People aren't really excited about talking about it, but abortion rights were totally, totally written out and which, you know, in a lot of circumstances, it's not good, but I think it's mostly elective abortions. And I just think that my vagina should be covered. You know, I should be able to, you know, have surgery
your
for something. Yes, and I think that all women's vaginas and uteruses and bellies and everything, like, we should cover health care
completely. But I was going to say your vagina should be covered.
It should be covered. It, and it will be exposed.
By linen or by shut silk.
Mostly or French by a patch. Silks and
pussy patch. It should be covered.
I love it. I love it. There, what is this? I hate. Oh, that was from the last time.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, we're going to have a guest. Really excited about
very impromptu this two first two
hours. It is
show.
Very it is very Kelly impromptu. Popped
in. So much has happened in the last hour and a half. So we're gonna spend a couple minutes with a psychic.
Psychic that I want to tell you, she's been trying to call. She's I taught her ever since she was a young child. Her name is Dina Paduano. She's in Los Angeles. She's my protege, number one protege. She's amazing. She makes
we have her
look.
Online right now. So Dina, are you here?
Yes,
I don't
here.
Know if she's there anymore.
Hello, Dina?
Hello, I'm here.
This is Dina.
How are you?
I don't think that's Dina.
This is another Dina. Dina, hi. We just had another Dina. Dina, what's your question that you have?
Is that funny? I started talking about Dina, and Dina's on the line. Another Dina?
Another Dina, Maria.
Is that weird?
So, Dina, what's your question for Maria?
There's two Dinas. Which Dina? The Dina and Greg show Dina or the other Dina?
Oh, the LA Talk Radio Dina.
Okay, Dina Talk.
Oh, Lord, I didn't have a specific question, but I'm really interested in what my love life might look like in the future.
Let's stay away from married men.
Ooh, I have not even been near a married man, honey.
The what?
I have not even been near a married man.
Yeah, you haven't been near, but that would be near you. I feel that I see you've been quite happy, and you need to be really specific.
Okay, I like that.
How about me? Am I going to be near? I can't be another married man. I got to be done with the married men.
Now I don't know who you guys are talking, because there's a lot of echo. You know, when Wayne was on, there was not echo on the radio.
Who's this with that question?
This is Greg from...
Greg has a question. He wants to know...
Okay, Greg, who would you like to know?
I would also like to know about my love life.
What about your love life?
Is there going to be a man in my life anytime soon?
Is there going to be a man in your life?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Sometime soon.
Yeah, but you really... Who's in your past? Is there a name in your past?
No, I don't.
Because I feel that there's a lot. You still hung up on the past a little bit.
Okay.
But yes, you are going to be with someone. But you got to be patient, because this person will be traveling a lot. I don't know if you travel a lot, but this person will be traveling a lot, and you need to be a little patient. Are you studying something right now?
Yes.
Because I feel that it's very important for you to focus on this training or studying that you're doing right now.
Thank you.
And after that, there'll be miracles.
Ooh,
there's wonderful people.
And you know what? I've got to tell you, Maria, that's the Dina and Greg show here on LA Talk Radio. That's Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, and they've got a live show going on right now. So thank you guys for tuning in on my show while I'm on your show.
Well, thank you for letting us join
in. You are
in.
So welcome.
Oh, my God.
We're crossing all borders tonight with technology.
It's like
so again,
crazy
that's the
show
Dina and Greg show on LA Talk Radio at 7 p.m. LA time. Tonight they've got a two-hour special, so keep listening to them. Thank you guys for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
I'm
going to
call you. How long are you guys doing another hour? I'm going to call you in after my show. You're wrapping up too.
We are wrapping up right now.
All right. Well, you do your wrap up, and I'm going to finish up with Maria. But have a fun night, guys. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. So, Maria.
Oh, that was fun.
That was exciting.
I
didn't know what was happening.
It's like three different shows all got together today. It's so fun.
But I have a miracle happening, I guess, in my near future.
And I'm going to try to stay away from married men. Sam, I'm just kidding. So real quickly, go ahead.
Never mind.
We've got we're actually, I think, over time. So,
okay.
This is the Dina and Greg Show on LA Talk Radio. I'm Dina Martinez.
I'm Greg Potter.
And you guys can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and everywhere. The Dina and Greg Show with 2 G's. Greg, 3 G's total. DinaandGregShow.com. Thank you guys so much.
Have a great week. I'm Greg Potter.
I'm Dina Martinez.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.